On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
2.5 years after it was first put into special measures, Kent's biggest hospital has again been rated inadequate. Kieran has the latest for KMFM.
Well, inspectors from the Care Quality Commission say they still have concerns about the Medway Maritime in Gillingham. During visits last August and September, they found there weren't enough staff and clinical areas weren't clean and hygienic. Nick Mulholland is from the CQC.
We've disappointingly found them to be inadequate again across a range of core services, including accident and emergency, on the medical and surgical areas. It is disappointing that we haven't seen the level of change that we were expecting to see. Factors around that have been the unstable leadership at executive level, but also within each of the speciality areas themselves.
Meantime, the health minister says he's extremely disappointed. We've been speaking to patients arriving there this morning.
It's understaffed, nurses are under pressure, doctors are overworked. It's not fair on the people that actually work here.
Need a lot more money pumped into it, that's all I can say.
I don't think they can do a lot better, really, because they're overworked.
The chief exec of the trust says she accepts the conclusions of the report, is sorry they're currently falling short, and is focused on improving services. A meeting is also being held tomorrow where the trust and other health groups will discuss what needs to be done moving forward.
KMFM News.
French authorities are investigating whether a man who was shot dead trying to enter a Paris police station was wearing a suicide vest. The man was shouting Allahu Akbar as he approached the building in the north of the city. Sky's Mark Stone's there and says police are taking no chances.
They are using things like the bomb disposal robots just to check whether or not he was wearing an explosive vest. It appears he was wearing something that at least resembled one, which is why they're taking these precautions.
A woman in her 40s has been cut free by firefighters and taken to hospital following a head-on crash in Sissinghurst. Two cars were involved in the collision at around 6 last night. The driver of the second vehicle is thought to have left the scene before emergency crews arrived. Almost 700,000 more overweight or obese people could develop cancer in the next 20 years, according to Cancer Research UK. The charity says 10 types of the disease are linked to being too fat. Alison Cox is the Director of Cancer Prevention and thinks the government should ban ads for junk food until after 9 p.m.
They're already banned during children's programmes, but we all know that children watch TV with their family in the evenings right up to 9 p.m. So we'd like to see a pre-watershed ban on advertising.
KMFM News.
An investigation's underway after a man was filmed shouting racist abuse at a woman and her children on a train in Kent.
A baby's crying!
She needs changing!
That's some of the passengers trying to stop the man from swearing at the victim on the journey from Sittingbourne to Sheerness. It's understood he got off at Queenborough. Officers are checking CCTV. The family of a woman who died when a car crashed into a Costa coffee shop in Westerham on Christmas Eve have paid tribute, describing her as kind and caring. 74-year-old Valerie Deakin from Rye had been with one of her daughters and a best friend when the vehicle struck the store on the green.
KMFM News.
A Kent mum who posted an appeal on Facebook to find friends for her autistic son says she's been inundated with requests. Catherine Butters from Minster put the message on the site after 11-year-old Ashley was bullied in a local park when he tried to join another group of children. She says we all need to be much more aware of the condition.
If people were more educated, especially the youngsters as well, about autism and people with special needs and disabilities, I think we'd be accepted more and we wouldn't feel sad like this.
Catherine says she'll reply to everyone who's been in touch. And the biggest ever lotto jackpot in the UK has gone unclaimed. No one matched the six numbers last night, meaning it'll be another rollover to £57.8 million on Saturday.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be hoping for their fifth consecutive win when they face Wigan in League One later. The Gills, who sit second in the table, will be playing in front of the cameras tonight with the game broadcast live on Sky Sports. Boss Justin Ennenborough says they won't let the pressure get the best of them, though.
It's just another game. It's not about who's watching us. It's about what we're looking to achieve and impose our own play on a match against a very improving team.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.